you. Okay. So, Miss Dela Cruz, you've been a counselor for how long?
It's my 8th year.
Okay. And, have you ever gotten kids coming in wanting to talk about sex because they can't talk to their parents, or?
Yep. I have kids coming in wanting to talk about sex, want to talk about sexuality, want to talk about safety.
And the nurse's office, too.
Oh, that's, thank you.
You're welcome.
They don't feel safe in the nurse's office? Is that
no,
what you said?
No, they do. I'm saying there's another place.
They come to us. They come to the nurse's office, and they can go to our SAP counselor. So it's not, we're not the only people that they can talk to. Last year when Miss Eberhardt was here, she was a really great resource for students, too.
Yeah. Miss Dath just mentioned that you guys refer them to clinics.
Yes, there are free clinics that we can refer them to, and we can make sure that they get there without letting their families know.
Yeah, and that's important.
That's important.
Do you have kids of your own? Do you have kids of your own?
I do.
Do you mind me asking if you've ever, if you think that,
I don't mind you asking anything. Oh, okay, I might not be able to answer,
cool.
But, like, it's, you can ask whatever.
That it's less important to talk about it now that we have better sex education in schools.
Oh, God, no. No, it's so important. So important. And the information they get from other people is skewed through, like, different, like, moral codes and values, and it isn't always accurate. Like, my kids are almost 10, right? So they're in 4th grade. So they're starting to get some information and we're starting to talk about, like, I just told my daughter about periods, and she looked at me like I betrayed her very soul. Like, how could that happen to us? Probably don't want to put that in there, but it was really kind of funny. But, like, the things they come home with as, like, what sex is and what love is and what babies are and, like, and all those big questions, it's not accurate. So I think it's really, really...
You think that this, what's given in the schools is sometimes inaccurate?
I think that they get so much beyond what they get in the schools through their friends, through social media, through the media, through just the inundation of information, which isn't always vetted and isn't always true, that the school is just one piece. So I think the parenting piece is super important, and I think the school piece is super important, but we have to realize, like with everything else, we are just a couple of voices in this cacophony of sound that our kids get bombarded with. From, like, they open up Snapchat, and they have all sorts of information, and Instagram. And
Snap News, yeah.
Exactly. Like, they go on this sex subreddit, and it's just, like, all sorts of really interesting things, and the teenagers ones. Like, I've been on there, and it's like, well, that's not accurate. But that's what they get, too. So, like, the school stuff is really important, and it's really vital, but we're only one voice, so it's really important that the parent piece is there, too.
If you could give one piece of advice to students about this topic, what would
talk to somebody? There's this weird taboo against everything related to our bodies and sexuality, and that if they talk about it, it's somehow shameful or wrong or dirty, and it's really important to be able to talk about the things that you're confused about, the things that you're worried about, the things you're scared of, the things you're excited about. It's important to talk about them. So if you could find somebody that you trust, that you could have those conversations, it's really helpful because it's something that everybody goes through, but we all kind of go through it alone. So it's really important. And be it your counselor, the school nurse, your dad, your friend's mom, you know, just somebody that you can reach out to and talk to. Or your health teacher, maybe. Some people have that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no worries.